It's Wednesday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to sports. This is WTAW.com. Well, the ninth-ranked A&M women's basketball team is in Manhattan today at 5:30. They will open Big 12 play with Kansas State. Coach Gary Blair talked about the importance of this game, what with Oklahoma coming into Reed Arena on Sunday after the Sooners have hosted Iowa State.
They should be able to handle Iowa State at home. They're going to come in here 1-0, and that's why this game for us on the road is so important to us. Going to Kansas State, because you do not want to get behind the eight ball and all of a sudden be 0-1 and then coming in and having Oklahoma and Texas as your next two games. And you've got to take care of business at home and hope to have a 50-50 split on the road sometimes.
Tip-off is at 5:30. We will air the game, starting with the pregame at 5:15. It'll be on 11:50 a.m. The Zone. There's no TV for this one. Aggie men's basketball team will try to regroup from their 9-point loss to Baylor on Monday as they play their Big 12 home opener Saturday afternoon against Iowa State at Reed. Coach Billy Kennedy told KZNE's Chip Howard that while things don't look as rosy as first thought, the team should get better.
And I thought coming in that things would be a little bit different. You know, I thought our talent level was going to be a little bit different. I thought that our depth was going to be solid. And maybe our depth will get better. You know, I'm hoping to get better, but we've lost Jamal Branch now, and we decided when I got the job in late May that Dash Harris was going to be the point guard. Uh-huh. And with all the accolades that Jamal had, and Jamal would be the backup, and we chose not to go find another guard, which that late you're not going to get a good player anyway. And so it basically backfired on us a little bit, but that's part of building a program, and unfortunately we're in a rebuilding phase to some degree.
That tip will be Saturday at Reed Arena at 3:00. You'll hear that one right here on 1620. There was one bowl game last night and another overtime game, the fourth overtime of the bowl season. It was the Sugar Bowl, and Michigan beat Virginia Tech 23-20. Brendan Gibbons kicked 37-yard field goal. Virginia Tech's Justin Meyer had made four field goals in regulation but missed a 37-yarder in the first overtime possession, and that opened the door for the Wolverines. The Big Ten finishes 5-5 in their bowl games. Just five more bowl games to play. Tonight, the Orange Bowl in Miami. Clemson a 3-point pick over West Virginia. On Friday, Arkansas meets Kansas State at Arlington in the Cotton Bowl. There was high school basketball last night. District play. The Consolidated boys needed overtime, but they beat Shoemaker on the road 45-41. Alex Caruso scored 18 points. The Bryan boys lost at Coppers Cove 91-67, and the Rudder boys lost at Maynard 63-57. All the girls' teams were at home. Bryan fell to Coppers Cove 62-35. The Consol girls beat Shoemaker 57-50. Tierra Tucker and Blair Schaefer combined for 33 points in that one. And the Rudder girls whipped Maynard 67-23. Lamaria Cole and Marche Emerson each got 19 points. In the NBA, Kobe Bryant scored 37 last night, and the Lakers topped the Houston Rockets 108-99. Lakers center Andrew Bynum had 21 points and 22 rebounds, his first 20-20 game of his career. Kyle Lowry led the Rockets in scoring with 22 points in that game. Yu Darvish is a pitcher out of Japan. He's arrived in Texas now in the middle of a 30-day window for the Rangers to agree on a contract with the Japanese pitcher. Ranger General Manager John Daniels confirmed reports yesterday that Darvish was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The team put in a record bid of nearly $52 million for the rights to negotiate with Darvish. Gene Bartow succeeded John Wooden at UCLA in 1976, and later he began the University of Alabama Birmingham basketball program. Bartow died at the age of 81 yesterday. A UAB spokesman said Bartow, who was the president of a company that owns the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies and FedEx Forum, died Tuesday evening at his home in Birmingham after nearly a two-year battle with stomach cancer. Bartow was one of the winningest NCAA Division I basketball coaches with 647 wins over 34 seasons. He followed John Wooden as UCLA's coach in 76 and led the Bruins to the Final Four. He left after two seasons to start the Alabama-Birmingham program. He was UAB's coach from 1978 to 1996. before handing the reins over to his son. And that's your look at sports. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.